John Newberry, the idle American in Fort Worth. Today, the Rambos, back when. To most Texans, the name Rambo may mean little, but to Todd Compton, it evokes memories from his childhood, when kinfolk spoke of 17th century ancestors living back in what is now Philadelphia. Peter Gunnarsson Rambo, born in 1611, died in 1698, was most discussed, and Compton, now 52, remembers the accounts he heard in his grandmother's kitchen. His genealogical interest ignited, he didn't realize that the discussions then would lead to a divine familial appointment in the summer of 2024. Division Director of Geoenvironmental Services for Colliers Engineering and Design, he veered off course last spring during a tour of the company's area offices. He stopped at the Gloria Dei Episcopal Church, on whose grounds Rambo was buried in Philadelphia. He easily located the brick church, built between 1698 and 1703, the oldest brick structure in Philadelphia. Previously, it was a log cabin church for 20 years. He wandered around the cemetery hoping to find a grave marker for Peter Gunnarsson Rambo. Soon he saw a lady working in a flower bed. She and other historic Gloria Dei Preservation Corporation volunteers do what they can to maintain the church and the cemetery. The location reeks of history. Betsy Ross, by the way, the flag maker, had a church wedding there later in 1777. With limited time and resources, they have never give up attitudes, having just begun a campaign to fund further grave identification. She confirmed that Peter and other Rambos were buried there, him likely near the front door, which is now a side entry. Todd and his associates, all in for the pro bono project, went to work in September. Gloria Dei would benefit, and the initiative could be helpful in training new hires for the 40-year-old company that has 3,200 employees in 78 locations, including one near the cemetery. Todd was on fire with interest, connecting facts with legends and hearsay. He learned that his 10th great-grandfather was a respected visionary and resolute colonist. Rambo's ship, navigating the Atlantic Ocean in 1640, had to return to Sweden twice for repairs, 136 years before there was a USA. The grave is in a, quote, prominent place, as had been heard, near the original front door that's now a side entry. Thanks to Collier's ground-penetrating radar, an emotional moment loomed. Todd stuck his fingers into the soil, perhaps 2 feet above the casket, saying, "I found you, man. It's important to know that you're here and that you're still loved by your descendants and that we're proud to have come from you." Peter would father 8 children who would give him 37 grandchildren, and his accomplishments in what was then called New Sweden are staggering. During the 60 years he lived there, he helped William Penn found Philadelphia. He planted apple seeds brought from his homeland, thus explaining today's Rambo's apples, and providing seeds for scattering by Johnny Appleseed. Rambo ultimately owned large tracts of land that are now part of West and South Philadelphia. Yes, movie star Sylvester Stallone, who played Rambo on the silver screen, was named for the colorful pioneers long before there was a Philadelphia Museum of Art, where Stallone later scaled the front steps triumphantly in Rocky movies. Too bad they didn't have the Rambo facts at hand 55 years ago, when Todd's father, Mike, played professional baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies. With a Rambo nickname, he'd have been a crowd favorite. In 1970, the team counted greatly on catchers Mike Ryan and Tim McCarver, who sustained broken hands in the same game. Enter young Compton to catch during most of the remaining games. Once he literally ripped his britches, quickly donning another pair found in the clubhouse. Turns out they were Philly star Johnny Callison's pants, a fun fact that didn't make the statistics. Mike was in professional baseball for 44 years, but injuries, including 14 surgeries, ended his playing career after 9 seasons. With the Phillies for 34 of those years, he filled numerous off-the-field roles before retiring in 2015. The Comptons are proudest of helping dozens of Latino players learn English as a second language, with many of them completing their GEDs. I've known Mike and Jeannie, both campus favorites, since their college years. Mike was catcher for the vaunted Lobo Baseballers who played at historic Coconut Field, as did the Detroit Tigers' Norm Cash, the only other Sol Ross graduate with a career in the majors. As Sol Ross PR director, I was on the trip when the Lobos toppled nationally ranked Arizona State University in Tempe in 1964. It was a David and Goliath day. Unquestionably, this Tampa, Florida couple has swung for the fences in life with many grand slams. They look forward to their 60th wedding anniversary come September. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Good day.